Well, the prophet in our first reading tonight sounds the tone for the celebration of the Nativity in vivid and evocative images. We can almost see a messenger, if you were listening to our first reading, a messenger running toward the ruined walls of Jerusalem. And the watchmen see him as a messenger who bears peace and good news. And we hear that the watchmen raised their voices and shouted for joy together. We can almost see them jumping up and down and embracing each other. Why such delirious joy at seeing a messenger who brings peace and good news? Well, remember, these watchmen were guarding the ruined walls of Jerusalem. That meant what they were used to seeing was desolation and violence and bad news. So we can see how excited they were to see a messenger bearing peace and good news. But you know, those ruined walls of Jerusalem are an apt image for the ruin and desolation and violence of our world because of sin. And in many and various ways, God was speaking of old by the prophets, announcing peace and good news and proclaiming salvation. So, for example, the prophets were announcing good news, such as the prophet Isaiah, elsewhere in Scripture. He prophesies, "Go up on a high mountain, messenger of Zion. Shout as loud as you can, messenger of Jerusalem. Shout fearlessly. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God." Now on this feast, that cry, "Here is your God," points to the Word made flesh. See, no one has ever seen God, but Christ has made him known. And the good news is that the Word of God dwells among us through the Incarnation. Of old, the psalmist wrote in the 145th Psalm that God lifts up those who are bowed down and is close to all who call upon him. The psalmist had no idea when he composed that hymn about how the Son of God would condescend to our human race to lift us up, we who were bowed down by all the misery of our sins, to lift us up to the dignity of children of God. And the psalmist had no idea when he composed that hymn about when he said God comes close to those who call upon him. He had no idea about how close God would come to us by sharing our human condition through his Son. And yes, the prophets also proclaim salvation, like Ezekiel, who prophesied about Christ our Good Shepherd. He said, "I will look after the lost one, I will look for the lost one, bring back the stray, bandage the injured, make the sick strong, and I will watch over the fat and the healthy." So, if you are feeling lost tonight, know that the Word of God, Jesus Christ, in his incarnation, comes looking for you. And if you have strayed, Christ comes to bring you back. And if you are injured, Christ comes to bandage you and tenderly bind up your wounds. And if you are sick, Christ comes to make you strong. And yes, if you're fat and healthy, Christ is going to watch over you too. So yes, the prophets also announced peace, such as Zephaniah, who proclaimed, "The Lord your King is among you, Israel. You have nothing more to fear." Because fear is what takes away our peace. And that is why the Word of God made flesh, Jesus Christ, would say over and over and over again, as his main message it seems, "Do not fear, only believe." And Jesus would bind himself irrevocably to our human condition, thus taking away all fear and promising, "I am with you until the close of the age." So yes, if the feet of all those prophets up to John the Baptist, who bore witness to the light, were beautiful because they announced peace and good news and proclaimed salvation, how much more beautiful are the human feet of the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, our Savior, who walks among us, and who seemed to think our feet had such beauty in them that he wanted to get down on his knees and wash them. But you know, there's a note of tragedy in our gospel tonight. When John says, "The Word was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him." That's the shadow of darkness in our gospel tonight. But we can rejoice if we seek to know him, if we have received him, and if we believe in his name. Because if that is us, then what the writer of the letter to the Hebrews says is something we should heed. That when the firstborn came into the world, the scriptures say, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And so if we believe in his name, if we truly accept this good news, let us join God's angels tonight here as we worship the Lord. Amen.